Good Lord!
Capital. Lestrade, allow me to present you with your missing witness, Mr. Jonas Oldacre.
Jonas Oldacre? What's this then? What have you been doing?
I've done no harm.
No harm? You've done your best to get an innocent man hanged. If it wasn't for this gentleman here, I'm not sure that you wouldn't have succeeded. Davis! White! Take him downstairs!
Now, let's
go,
man! Come on,
Mr. Come on.
Let's see where this rat has been lurking. Yes, all very cozy. Yeah, you see the advantage of being a builder. He'd fix it up for himself without any confederate, save, of course, that precious housekeeper of his. I'd lose no time in adding her to your bag, Lestrade.
Robbins!
Inspector!
Look at this place. He's got running water. Everything.
Everything but an emergency exit. I thought he wouldn't have the nerve to lie quiet in the face of a fire.
How in the world did you know?
Yes, now from the outside, the house is symmetrical, but the landing on this floor is a good 10 feet shorter than the others. He cut off the end with a false wall. It's beautifully done, virtually soundproof, and quite undetectable.
But how did you know that he was still alive?
Ah, yes. The thing that pulled it all together was the thumbprint. You said it was final, Lestrade, and so it was, but in quite a different sense. I examined that wall myself yesterday. It wasn't there then.
But that's not possible. Young MacFarlane's under lock and key.
But his thumb is in this house.
Oh, Mr. Holmes.
No, at least several wax impressions of it. Look.
The missing deeds. What deeds? I don't know anything about this.
You see? Oldacre had MacFarlane seal these by pressing the hot wax with his thumb. Then he took a cast from one of the seals, smeared it with his own blood, and put it up on the wall. The simplest thing in the world.
It was a joke. A practical joke. I wouldn't have allowed any harm to come to young Mr. MacFarlane.
That's for the jury to decide. I've got you on a charge of conspiracy, if not attempted murder.
You'll probably find that your creditors will impound Mr. Cornelius's bank account.
You interfering busybody. I thought you were dead.
Ah, one of your loyal readers, Watson.
Mr. Holmes, please. Who exactly is this Mr. Cornelius? And how much more is there about this case that I don't know?
Oh, a thousand apologies. Your ignorance shall be dispelled forthwith, Watson.
Well, we know that Mr. Oldacre's business wasn't the thriving concern it was reckoned to be. He had creditors pressing him from all sides.
That's a lie.
Quiet, you.
I think that he was planning to get away in secret with what capital he had left. He's been paying over large sums to this Mr. Cornelius, his accomplice.
Cunning devil.
Excellent, Doctor. But I suspect that it's even cleverer than that, isn't it, Oldacre? Why use an accomplice when a bank account under a false name will work just as well? Oh, don't go searching for Mr. Cornelius, Lestrade. I think you've already got him.
So, we can add fraud to the other charge.
I fancy the original plan may have been simply to die and disappear. Am I right, Oldacre?
I'm saying nothing.
Yes, yes, it makes sense, and only when all the preparations had been made did the rest of it occur to him. Or was it Mrs. Lexington's idea? It's got a woman to do your thinking for you, did you?
You can leave her out of this.
Oh, I don't think so.
She's done nothing but follow my orders.
Ah, so the whole scheme was yours?
It was a damn good plan, till you and your friend nosed your way into my affairs.
What are you going to do? Change your name and start up a new life somewhere else?
And see off the jackals that wouldn't leave me alone. No, it was a fine business, mine. Straight dealing, good work at a good price.
Then what the devil went wrong?
Laziness and greed, a fatal combination. He discovered that there are less arduous ways of making money than by the sweat of his brow. You were tempted into speculation, weren't you, Oldacre?
And you lost everything.
I'm not in the habit of failing. I was successful.
Successful?
It was easy. Stocks and shares and bonds and deeds, it's just like everything else. The whole business is run by fools. No more brains in their heads than in their boots. Easy picking.
It didn't last.
My luck changed.
So, when you made money, you called it skill.
When you lost it, it was ill fortune.
Call it what you like.
Why didn't you cut your losses when things started to go against you?
Do what any craven fool would have done. That's not my way. I knew that things would change again.
Ah, but they didn't. Soon you were pouring good money after.